I'll probably have to start ordering some megadose size vitamins and gradually step up the vitamin E megadosing because I don't want to risk hurting my heart. I don't have a weak ticker, but I don't want to weaken it, you know. I've already done that with my electrical experiments, and I know what that feels like. It's not a pleasant sensation. And now I'll have to buy selenium to be taking extra. I already have MSM I take as a matter of course. I take crystalline MSM powder, and whenever I cook rice, for instance, I'll put it in the pot of rice. Or quinoa, when I cook quinoa. So let's see, kelp, I already take seaweed, so that's okay. Vitamin C, I don't really take it as a matter of course. The only vitamin C I have by itself is in conjunction with zinc gluconate and elderberry, dehydrated elderberry, or elderberry extract. I think it's elderberry extract. And I don't know if my body responds too well to elderberry. So if I want a vitamin C on a regular basis, and it also has a lot of sugar, fructose, they're lozenges, you know. So if I don't want to take all that extra sugar, what I'll probably have to do is order a vitamin C supplement. So I'll have to order vitamins, everything except the kelp. So I'll have to order the vitamin C, or everything except the kelp and the MSM, I should say. Because I also have MSM capsules as well as the MSM powder. So that's only three. I have to order the selenium, the vitamin E, and the vitamin C. I did have another supplement that I ran out of that I didn't reorder, and it was a combination of glutathione, L-cysteine, and vitamin C because those three ingredients fight Morgellons disease that seems appears according to Carmichael or Carmichael. Dr. Carmichael or Mr. Carmichael, he investigates the the chemtrail clouds, and he discovered that those three ingredients, vitamin C, L-cysteine, and glutathione, L-glutathione, help fight the pathogens that are part of the chemtrail spray. Those three will kill it in a petri dish. Each one separately, and so he recommends taking the three combined to help fight off that kind of thing. Well, because I do the Robert Obecker circuit once a day, I'm using electricity, using the protocol research investigated by Lyman and Colley and Lyman. So I don't really worry about that. But since I'm trying to prevent argyria, I might as well go back and reorder that three-way combination of vitamin C, cysteine, and glutathione. I was pretty happy with that. My body, you know, accepted it. It did not reject it. You know, I have to be careful. I'm very sensitive to things, so that was acceptable to my body's sensitivity. So I might as well just reorder that. So I'll reorder that. I'll order selenium. An organic selenium and chelated, and I'll order probably vitamin E in two different doses, a low dose and a high dose. And I'll start with a low dose and gradually build up to the higher dose. So that's what I'll do when I get off talking to you. I'll go back online and make another Amazon order. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's six ingredients to get rid of argyria. The one I left out was a super potency vitamin B100. So it's kelp powder, super potency vitamin B100, MSM, vitamin C, and the vitamin C is actually 2 grams a day, 2,000 milligrams a day. Or at a time, actually. Selenium 100 micrograms yeast free, vitamin E 1000 milligrams each, three of them. That's 3000 milligrams of natural D alpha tocopherol. So there you go.